Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid. I'm Craig Mitch along with Davis Maddock. We've got you here for the next hour talking fantasy sports, a little bit of sports wagering mixed in. Great to be with you here as we go over the NBA games tonight. We're going to help you set your lineups over on DraftKings in the NBA and also a full slate of Major League Baseball. So we got plenty to get to, of course, here on the show. Davis with me for the full hour. Davis, great to be with you here. As you know, certainly some exciting games last night, I would say, in the NBA. I think the one takeaway for me, in between watching some baseball and basketball as well, everybody here where I am, Davis in South Florida, they're all talking about the Heat, who took on the Sixers tonight. The Florida Panthers, best team in hockey, they have their first round series. But I don't know. It just does not look like Philadelphia has the same juice without Joel Embiid. That was my biggest takeaway. I don't know what yours was.
Yeah, you know, I think Doc Rivers probably has a golf trip planned here in about 10 days, and I don't think that his tee time is going to get interrupted. Joel Embiid, far and away, their best player. Also, Doc Rivers, you know, not really showing any signs of trying to innovate without Joel Embiid. You know, pretty much just saying, hey, DeAndre Jordan, why don't you go do your best Joel Embiid impression? And I don't think that's going to work. Some of the things I would try, if I was him, would be running out Matisse Thybulle at center, you know, because Matisse Thybulle is going to do a fine job in the post against Bam. You know, he's given up like 30 pounds, but he is a fantastic defender. And pretty much you could go four out. You could play, you know, Niang, Maxi, Harden, and then, you know, just Furkan Korkmaz or wherever you want at that other forward position. I don't think Doc is going to do that. I think we're going to see 25 minutes a night of DeAndre Jordan, and I think they're going to get absolutely smoked in those minutes, and I think it is going to be a sweep. I'd be surprised if we even see Embiid. Maybe if he's ready to go, he'll come back for a game four. But, yeah, I think your boys from South Florida, I think they're pretty much going to be able to sleepwalk through the remainder of this series.
Yeah, a lot of criticism on DeAndre Jordan last night for sure, and Doc Rivers was pretty emphatic that he is his guy and he's going to be fine the rest of the series. So I guess we'll see if that ends up happening. All right, let's get to the rest of the headlines. There was one big story in the NFL yesterday that certainly will affect fantasy football. And make no mistake about it, I think the Cardinals knew this when they acquired Hollywood Brown. DeAndre Hopkins suspended 6 games by the NFL for PEDs. Looks like they're going to be looking into, I mean, Hopkins basically saying he didn't know what happened and they're going to look into it. You know how that goes. We'll see if there's any kind of reduction of the suspension, but at the very least going to miss a month. I don't think this goes from 6 to 0. Phoenix and Miami take care of business in game one. We talked about the Heat. The Suns look good against Dallas, so they win game one. Yankees have now won 10 straight games as they beat the Toronto Blue Jays, and Philip Dinault's late goal is enough as the Kings take game one. This is could be the biggest shock of the entire playoffs. The Kings, I believe, were plus 280 on the money line last night against Edmonton. I don't think you're going to find a bigger upset than that in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. But all right, so let's go to Hopkins here for a minute. Let's go back to the NFL, Davis. Now, when Arizona made that trade, I mean, it didn't really come out of nowhere, but they made the trade and you sort of felt like, wow, they're going to add him to Hopkins and he's going to replace Kirk and all that. I think the Cardinals knew that Hopkins was going to be suspended for a period of time. And now the trade does make a lot more sense.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it made sense at the time anyways. You know, Kyler Murray and Hollywood Brown played together at Oklahoma. Marquise Brown won the Biletnikoff. Kyler Murray won the Heisman. We saw with this update today. Apparently, I didn't know this. AJ Brown and Jalen Hurts, best friends in real life. Didn't know this, but you know, making your quarterback happy, I don't really think you can put a price on that. But it makes even more sense now. Also, the other move that makes a little bit more sense that was kind of mystifying was the one-year deal for AJ Green. You know, that if you have DeAndre Hopkins, Rondale Moore, AJ Green, Zach Ertz, and Hollywood Brown, I don't really know how you get all those guys on the field at the same time. But now the one-year deal for AJ Green makes a little bit more sense. I will say, though, we have seen PED suspensions reduced in the NFL before. Guys have tested positive. They've appealed it. They've been like, oh, you know, X, Y, and Z, this happened, that happened, whatever, whatever. So I would not be surprised to see the Hopkins suspension reduced. I also wonder, remember how beat up Hopkins has been the last 2 years, playing through back injuries, knee injuries? I wonder if him missing six games is not the worst thing for the Arizona Cardinals now that he's entering into his age 30 season. You know, maybe playing 10 games instead of 17 games. I mean, you know, maybe that's a little bit of a boon for him.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair point. And I think your other point is also valid. Probably by the time the season starts, they, you know, have some sort of appeal, and then maybe it gets banged to four or something like that, or five. But I mean, I don't think this goes to zero. But then again, this is kind of fresh. We really don't know exactly what this was. And Hopkins basically, I think through his agent, said they're going to go back and take a look at everything that he's ingested over the past year to see what it ended up being. He tested negative in a test apparently in October too. But we've seen this play out in all sports. In general, once this happens, you're getting suspended. It's just a matter of the length of the suspension and what specifically the PED was. So that's the latest there. Let's go real quick before we take care of the NBA. Dallas last night comes up a little bit short against Phoenix. Your thoughts on that?
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
It was a good game, right? And I think one of the things that we did see happen was Luka is just, he's just going to have to work so hard in this series, because they are putting him through the ringer on defense. But I think this will be a good one. I think we get 5, 6, 7 games out of here pretty easily.
Yep, they'll play tomorrow night. Let's take a quick timeout right here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Help you set a DFS lineup tonight. Of course, 2 games again in the NBA. So stay on the grid for that. And we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. 2 games in the NBA tonight, and a lot of folks feel it's a must win for the Boston Celtics. They did not look great in their first win against Milwaukee, and of course, losing 2 games at home never advisable in a 7-game series. And Derek White is going to be a huge part of what Boston does or does not do tonight. And White talked about the possibility of getting going a little bit more on offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got to do a better job of just being more steady. They picked the pressure up, picking us up full court. So just being able to steady it and get us into our offense, get us into something like each and every time down and not let that affect us. So that's the first time people have guarded us like that since I've been here. So just an adjustment that we're going to have to make.
Seems like Milwaukee had a really good game plan. A lot of the players and coaching yesterday, Davis, talking about how Milwaukee just threw looks at Boston that they hadn't seen. And Boston's a great defensive team, so I would expect an adjustment tonight. But enough adjustment to win? I guess that's the question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really concerned for them. I can't tell if it's worse for Marcus Smart to play through this quad injury and be 80-85%. Or if it's better for him to just not play and have them go really heavy on the Jaylen Brown and Derek White minutes, you know, Peyton Pritchard, 10, 15 minutes off the bench. Because then I think that maybe gives them an interesting bigger lineup where they can play Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Tatum, Grant Williams, and then Horford or Robert Williams all together. I kind of like that lineup against Milwaukee. That's a lot of length. That, Derek White is a good defender, so he'll do a good job on Holiday. Yeah. That also frees up Tatum to be on Giannis for large stretches. You know, one of the problems they're going to have is what do they do with Tatum? Do they put him on Giannis or do they put him on Portis and kind of let him, you know, be that free safety or whatever? It sucks because Marcus Smart, one of my favorite players in the NBA, so it's a bummer for me that, you know, that he's on this great Celtics team and I'm already bummed out that he's been injured.
Yeah, no, they're up against it, but we'll see. Probably need a win tonight. All right, let's take a look at Davis's lineup tonight in the 2-game slate over on DraftKings. We'll get started at point guard with D'Anthony Melton. He's priced at 3,900. Dylan Brooks is 5,500. Davis is spending up over 11,000 for Giannis. He's 11,400. Jaren Jackson Jr., 6,100. And then Golden State's Draymond Green at center for 6,500 tonight.
Yeah, so we have a couple things that are really impacting our decision-making here because not only is Marcus Smart questionable for Boston, that'll shake things up, you know, pretty heavily, but we also have a couple guys who are questionable for Memphis. So Desmond Bain is questionable, and Steven Adams is out. We know Steven Adams is out, but we don't know what they're going to do with those minutes. They have started Xavier Tillman, but then really, you know, kind of, what do they call it? The Keith Bogans with him, where he just gets one rotation at the start of each quarter. And then they play Brandon Clark and Jaren Jackson Jr. together. However, you know, Tillman, they might decide they want his size a little bit here, especially if Golden State is, if they do play Kevon Looney, it's like these matchups are so interesting because these teams are really interchangeable. So if Desmond Bane does not play, I feel pretty confident in D'Anthony Melton and Dylan Brooks as some of the best value plays of the slate. The interesting thing about Melton was basically he had kind of exited the rotation in their first round series against Minnesota, but he gets hot in game one against the Golden State Warriors. He plays 25 minutes. He gets 33 DraftKings points. Tyus Jones, who had been their backup point guard in that first series, only played 12 minutes, and it's kind of just a matter of who has the hot hand, and I'm just sort of betting here that D'Anthony Melton keeps that hot hand. If Desmond Bane is not able to play, then Dylan Brooks is probably in line for 33, 34 minutes, feeling really good about him. And how do you not play Giannis right now? I mean, I don't know if there's any other player in these playoffs who are remaining who is going to have the insane statistical output that Giannis is going to have. Jaren Jackson Jr. is freed up to play a lot of minutes at center here in this series, you know, which I think is really good for him because the Golden State Warriors don't play a traditional big. You know, he's not going to have to be in there against someone he's giving up 6 inches to. So we feel really good about Jaren Jackson Jr. He has 52 and 45 DraftKings fantasy points in his last two games. So feeling really good about him. And then Draymond, you know, just one of the classic guys who is way better in the postseason than in the regular season. He got that flagrant two, so he got ejected in game one against Memphis, only played 17 minutes. I wonder if, you know, kind of those game logs keep people off of him a little bit, but obviously feel really good about his role tonight. And it's kind of funny, it works both ways. The Draymond is free to play 35 minutes here because he's not picking up foul trouble, you know, in the lane against Jaren Jackson Jr. or Brandon Clark.
Yeah, good play on both sides. All right, let's close it out with the final three options we just heard from Derek White. So that's a good reference point for tonight, 3,800. Brandon Clark is priced at 6,000 tonight, and we're going to throw Bobby Portis in the utility slot tonight. He is 6,300 on DraftKings.
Yep, Bobby Portis, one of those guys who I think, as a result of this reconfiguration of the Celtics defense, I think he is he's really going to have the ability to get hot tonight. And he is a guy whose regular season minutes kind of curtailed a lot. You know, they would play some of these guys off the bench, you know, and these guys are leaving the rotation in the playoffs. His minutes have gone up. He's been at 33, 32, and 32 over their last three games because these have been must-win games. The games that actually they were scuffling against the Chicago Bulls were the games where Portis was giving up minutes. And I think against Boston, it makes sense for them to play their really big lineup. So that is Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis, and Giannis all together. And then, you know, just choose your pick your poison on who you call the power forward there between Giannis and Bobby Portis. So I really like that lineup for them. And I think it makes a ton of sense for them to play that lineup against the Marcus Smartless Boston Celtics. Clark, honestly, probably for me, the number two fantasy guy in these playoffs behind Giannis. They never, DraftKings is just not adjusting his price enough for the role that he's been playing. He was like a 22, 23, 24 minutes per night guy in the regular season. But now that Steven Adams has basically left the rotation for the Memphis Grizzlies, even before he's in health and safety protocols right now. But even before he had been in health and safety protocols, he got a couple DNP CDs because they were just going with Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brandon Clark in the front court. And Clark is just like a matchup nightmare for the Golden State Warriors. And then assuming that our guy Marcus Smart does not play, which I am assuming right now, Derek White should get the start at point guard. I'd be really surprised if they started Jaylen Brown at point guard and, you know, put Grant Williams in the starting lineup or whatever. I think White will start. He's 3,800. He's going to play 29, 30 minutes tonight. And, you know, it's just a really good spot for him.
All right. So in terms of the winners tonight, boy, I don't have a good feel for this Boston-Milwaukee game. Like, I think Milwaukee could win easily. I think Boston, you know, probably going to rally at some point tonight. They're not going to play as bad. I'm feeling Memphis, though, a little bit tonight. They played really well against Golden State in the first game. They're getting 2 points. Any leans on either of these two tonight?
Yeah, I think Memphis claws one back here. And I think very sad for our Boston Celtics. You know, I think the Celtics have been maybe the most interesting story of the season. You know, I mean, how often do you see NBA teams go from 500, they make a small trade, and then they're the best team in the NBA? From that point, which they were. I mean, from the time they made that trade for Derek White, they were the best team in the NBA. But I think we see a home loss here, and I think the Bucks are just going to continue on their road to the finals.
All right. Well, we will see. Bucks really weren't tested all that much against Chicago. Doesn't look like Boston's a test, at least in the first game. We'll see what happens tonight. All right, we'll take a quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up next, full slate of games tonight.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
In Major League Baseball, we'll help you set a DFS lineup. Also, a reminder, coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern, more discussion in sports wagering with all of our friends over at Newswire. That's 2 o'clock Eastern right here on Sports Grid. All right, more fantasy sports today is coming up next. Get your DraftKings apps out. We help you set a lineup in Major League Baseball next. Stay on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I believe I'll be headed down to Lone Depot Park tonight to catch the Miami Marlins take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. I know, Davis, this is must-see TV for you tonight in that game specifically. It's actually, of the three matchups here in South Florida this weekend, I'm actually going to the worst of the three matchups. It's just scheduling for me. I'm on the air with you tomorrow during the day, so I can't go to that game. And then last night's game was a pretty good one, actually, Zach Gallen versus Pablo Lopez. So tonight, not nearly as juicy. But I would say that around the league, a lot of some top pitchers are on the mound tonight. And so spending up, I see a little bit for pitchers in terms of DFS. And going with a little bit of it looks like a stars and scrubs approach here.
Yeah, I mean, there are a load of good pitchers going tonight. We have Carlos Rodon going, Alek Manoah going for the Toronto Blue Jays, Joe Ryan going, Michael Kopech, watching a Michael Kopech start is pretty fun. He's throwing, and then the guys that we are using tonight are Noah Syndergaard and Brandon Woodruff, who's going up against Cincinnati. Syndergaard actually missed his start that was scheduled to go on Saturday. He had a non-COVID illness, so they pushed him back a couple of days. I'm pretty interested in Syndergaard early on in DFS. He's not had, you know, one of those vintage Thor starts, but he has not had a recurrence of any injury. His strikeouts have gone up every single game. He had one strikeout against Houston, four strikeouts against Texas, then six strikeouts against Baltimore. And, that matchup against Boston, it looks kind of imposing, right? They have all these guys. I mean, they stink, right? Like they can't hit right now. The Boston Red Sox have been way worse than expectation. So, and I'm not really anticipating Thor being all that owned. I think probably we're going to see Joe Ryan be the most owned starting pitcher of this slate. I think people are going to be interested in Kopech. Some people will use Rodon against the Dodgers. Some people will use Manoah against the Yankees. I do unfortunately think Brandon Woodruff is just going to be stone cold chalk. The Reds are the worst offense in baseball. They absolutely stink. Woodruff has had one really amazing start this year. It was a home start against Pittsburgh, 9 strikeouts, 95 pitches. One of the few guys in baseball who has gotten deep in most of his starts. He got rocked on the opening day of the season against the Cubs and had a bad start. His second start against Pittsburgh, gave up 4 earned runs, 7 hits against, walked 2 guys, still had the strikeouts in that start. I think he's just been a little bit unlucky up until this point, but know what you're getting into, because he is going to be, I would imagine, like 50-60% owned on DraftKings. It's just such an elite spot, and he is the 6th most expensive starting pitcher today.
Yeah, I think it could be even higher than that. Any clue what the Reds' record is off the top of your head? I know what it is. Do you have any clue?
Off the top of my head, I'm going to guess they have... 22 games. I don't know how many games they've played. 22 games. They have a 30% winning percentage, whatever that would equate to.
They're 3-19 this season.
I mean, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Like, this is the... I mean, Craig, I like baseball. I really do. Like, I enjoy the baseball season. I love nerding out on the numbers and stuff. But, like, the fact that the Pirates and Reds can do this is just so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing for the sport.
Yeah, I mean, especially the Reds. They won 82 games last year. I mean, I mean, their fans are taking a beating this year. Not fair at all for them. They had a pretty good team. All right, so that being said, let's take a look at the lineup, see what we can take advantage of here. We got Joey Bart at catcher. He's looked good lately. 3,400 for the Giants. Jared Walsh for the Angels. Angels are playing really good baseball. Cesar Hernandez at the top of the Washington lineup. Ryan McMahon is 4,600 tonight for the Rockies. Then Diego Castillo, he's been playing a little bit more for Pittsburgh. He is 3,500.
Yeah, so Joey Bart just, I mean, you know, catcher is always a little bit difficult to fill out. We don't know who is playing when, yada, yada. Everyone knows. But Joey Bart, I mean, this is kind of the classic example of a guy I like to play when he's not really hitting that well, but he's got the, I mean, clearly, you know, Joey Bart is, I've been hearing Joey Bart's name for about as long as I've been hearing Adley Rutschman's name, you know, just waiting for these catcher prospects forever. He did have a really solid game against the Washington Nationals the other night, had three hits in that game with a home run. He's actually up to three home runs already on the season, and he's not, you know, playing a ton. He's basically splitting every other day with Kurt Casale. Which, I mean, is probably good for his development, but I like that platoon matchup there. I love this spot for the Los Angeles Angels. I think any left-handed Los Angeles Angels bat is really strong tonight. They get to go up against Michael Wacha, who is just one of my favorite guys to target because he's sort of viewed as like a middle-of-the-road starting pitcher, but when Michael Wacha struggles, he tends to struggle with the long ball. So I love to attack pitchers like that. And, you know, we have our Coors Field game. The Washington Nationals are traveling to Coors Field, so we had to have some of these guys make an appearance. Cesar Hernandez has been leading off for the Washington Nationals, doesn't have a home run yet this year, but leadoff guy in Coors, 3,500. He's going to be far and away the most popular second baseman, middle infielder here of the slate. Ryan McMahon gets the matchup against Eric Fetty, who is maybe the worst starting pitcher on the Nationals, which is interesting because the Nationals really stink. So if you're the worst starting pitcher on the Nationals, you're probably not very good. McMahon has had a very good homestand against the Cincinnati Reds, as you would expect, because they are 3-19. So looking for him to keep that momentum going. And Castillo, very similar to Joey Bart, young guy. Great hit tool, you know, one of these, I don't know if Castillo is like a top prospect, but definitely a guy. I mean, some people were even surprised that he broke the camp with them because why would Pittsburgh want to pay him? But I think he is a pretty good shortstop value, and that keeps us from having to use, you know, Alcides Escobar or whoever's going to start at shortstop for the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, and in Pittsburgh shortstop, the kid O'Neill Cruz is in the minor leagues, has really had a hard time, and Pittsburgh's sort of looking good for not starting him in the big leagues. I think he's hitting like 150. All right, let's go to the outfielders here, and of course, Juan Soto playing at Coors. It's a must start. He's 4,800. AJ Pollock's got to be in the lineup for the White Sox at this point. They got so many injuries. He's priced at 3,900. And listen, Brandon Marsh... I mean, it looks like this kid's going to be a star, Davis. He's not going to hit 30 home runs in a season, probably, but he gets on base, he steals bases, he scores runs, he's running around the bases like a crazy person, and the Angels are pretty good. So he's priced at 4,200, batting either right before or right after Mike Trout. Seems like a pretty good proposition.
Yeah, you know, don't look now. Don't draw too much attention to it, but is it finally happening? For Mike Trout's Los Angeles Angels, they have Lorenzen is pitching well for them. Sandoval is pitching well for them. Otani is Otani, of course. And, you know, that even though Thor has just been fine up until this point, having another starter who is fine instead of some of these guys they were running out last year. I mean, you know, the Angels are pulling guys off the street. It's like the Angels have had these horrible starting pitchers for the last couple of years. So just adding a guy in who might project for like a 3.9 ERA is huge for them. I actually just, while we were at commercial break, I actually just bet them 25-1 to win the World Series. If they happen to add an arm, which by the way, they did add an arm at the trade deadline last year, just didn't end up mattering because Trout was hurt for the whole year. But Marsh, I love. Walsh, I love. Otani, obviously, I love tonight as well. If you want to make that, I kind of like a five-man. Angel Stack Pollock, I really like against Drew Smyly. I kind of like Drew Smyly actually a little bit more than the market maybe. But Pollock is one of those right-handers who is like kind of a below-average league player against right-handed pitching actually, but just like smokes left-handed starting pitching. And then our friends over at DraftKings, guys, I know it's a tough job. I know you're working your hardest, but $4,800 Juan Soto with the platoon advantage at Coors Field. I mean, this guy is going to be 30% owned at outfield time. I mean, we got to do better than this, guys. You got to be 5,500 Juan Soto at Coors Field.
Yeah, I actually think Woodruff is going to be more owned though. I mean that matchup against Cincinnati is just, I mean, that's as good as it gets, Davis, you know? Like, I mean, what, 7 innings, 10 strikeouts, 1 earned run. The park is not playing. I don't know. It feels like that's you know, of all the matchups that we've talked about here, maybe the best.
Yeah,
one.
It's gonna be it. And you know, I do think, you know, kind of an like something to remember as you're playing these contests though is like it's not always bad really to play a 50% owned starting pitcher. You know, Woodruff is gonna give you access to all these Coors bats. You could stack the Angels with them if you want. Now, like Juan Soto at 4,800. I mean, obviously he projects to be very successful tonight. Probably like not the best play, like unless you were doing like a 5-man Washington Nationals stack against the Rockies. I don't like if you're stacking another team, I definitely would not use Juan Soto as a one-off, just because, you know, rostering a 30% owned hitter on DraftKings, probably not the greatest idea. But like a 50% owned pitcher, especially one that is in the spot that Brandon Woodruff is in, really it probably seems fine to me.
Yeah, and going back to the comments on the Angels, I mean, they look as good as they've looked in years with Trout. I mean, Trout's playing out of this world again, but this other Taylor Ward is the name. This kid is playing out of his mind in the outfield. He's actually pushed Adele to the bench a little bit, but what that means, Davis, is that they're just loaded. Like, they just have extra players to play. And you know Joe Maddon with these platoon advantages. So, I mean, to say that it's legit is hard to say, but there's 12 teams that are going to make the postseason this year, and I would expect the Angels to be one of them.
And think of what the Swiss Army knife of Ohtani. Think about how much of an advantage that is in the playoffs. Like, you know, he can, like, what if they use him as a reliever?
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
In the postseason, like, there's so many things they can do. I can't wait.
And he has not even gotten off to the best start either. So, all right, let's take a quick time out here on the show. We come back, it's time for some fantasy or reality. So stay on the grid for that. And also the Sports Grid 60. Craig Mish, David Maddock here on FST. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. If you are on social media, and specifically on Twitter, you want to follow us on Twitter. That's at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. For the latest news, notes, and information, of course, picks against the spread from a lot of our hosts and fantasy content as well. So that's at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. By the way, if you have a question for us on fantasy or reality, hit us up. Ask us fantasy or reality, and then tag us at Sports Grid or at Sports Grid TV. You know what season it is, Davis, before we get to fantasy reality here. It is players in their underwear running around on football field season with reporters saying they're all great. And so I saw this report here from ESPN saying that Treylon Burks is going to be an ESPN reporter who covers the Titans, by the way, I should say, that Treylon Burks is going to be force-fed the ball this season. So naturally, over on Underdog and all the places that you're playing, Davis, give Treylon Burks a boost of about 10 picks. Here we go. This is it. Next 2 months, players just playing against each other, wearing shorts, and all look great. That's what's coming here.
I mean, I am a huge Treylon Burks fan. I think he landed in a really ideal spot for him. We talked about my rookie rankings a little bit on the show yesterday. I think you should take all of this with a grain of salt, but what you don't want to be hearing, and you know this, you've been around the game for a long time, what you don't want to hear is you don't want to hear the guys showing up to rookie OTAs and the coaches being like, hey, he's doing fine. Like, he's not really what we expect. Like, if you get a whiff of something negative early on in, like, massive hype season, it's not good, right? That's what you really got to watch out for.
Yeah, no, this is, I think they have the rookie minicamp in 2 weeks. It is ultimate hype season for fantasy football for these rookies. Totally the case for sure. So that's a good point. Anything negative, sniff it out and pay attention to that too. All right, time for some fantasy or reality. Let's see what we got today. All right, well, let's get started in Major League Baseball. Yesterday, the New York Yankees cut their rosters down from 28 to 26 players, and one of the players that was designated for assignment is former All-Star Robinson Cano, who, according to his agent, Brody Van Wagenen, yes, the same Brody Van Wagenen who used to be the general manager of the Mets, who traded for Robinson Cano, says that Cano is not done and is going to continue playing. Van Wagenen also said that the Mets offered Cano the opportunity to go to AAA and work out his kinks and then maybe get back to the big leagues. I believe he's rejected that assignment, although that's not done yet because they still have 10 days in between all that. Regardless, Cano is going to be either on the market for another team or in the minors next week. Fantasy reality, Davis, Robbie Cano going to be back in the major leagues this season. Is this fantasy or reality?
I'm going to say reality. Generally speaking, when guys like this still want to play, they will find a spot. Maybe it won't be for a good team. Maybe he'll only play a couple days a week. Maybe it'll only last for a month or something. But, you know, we kind of get to that June, July period. Teams are suffering through injuries. You know, a couple guys at the same position are on, you know, they have to do an IL stint. Maybe a team runs out of left-handed DHs, right? You know, just at the same, like, they just get the injury bug at the wrong time. Maybe the COVID list becomes a thing. I really hope it doesn't. But there are lots of paths. And really, it just comes down to, does Robinson Cano want to play? Sounds like he does. If he does want to play, he will find a home with someone. I don't think it'll be very successful, and I don't think he'll be on the roster for very long. But, I think this is a reality.
Yeah. So the thing for me is, it's really not as much about Cano's ability as it is the team that's taking him on, knowing if he's a good or bad guy. Because when you've been suspended a couple of times for PEDs, that's big in the conversation as far as the clubhouse. And Cano is a very well-liked player amongst his teammates. So for that reason, I'm going to say reality. I don't think it's going to happen like right now. I think he probably does have to go to the minors, wherever that is, to get some at-bats. The White Sox are one team that's been rumored because, of course, they lost a few players, and Tony La Russa is the manager, Davis. So, you know, naturally, that's a perfect fit. Bring this guy in and give him too many at-bats, right? That makes sense. I'll say reality for Robbie Cano, and I totally agree with you. I think his career is over, but figuratively speaking, 2022, when we look back on the back of his baseball card of his career, we'll see some anonymous team at the end of his career, him getting, 60 at-bats, 70 at-bats, getting 15 hits and being done. I think that's the way it is, but I'm with you, reality here. All right, Stanley Cup playoffs are underway. We already had a monster upset last night. What happened to the Oilers? I need George Kurtz to tell me what happened there with Connor McDavid's team. They lost to the LA Kings. And, of course, this is going to go on now right up against the NBA, right up against Major League Baseball, and Davis's favorite, fantasy football draft season, fantasy or reality. Davis, you will watch more than 1.5 Stanley Cup playoff games between May, and I believe this goes into deep June, fantasy or reality.
Yeah, total reality. I probably won't watch any of this. I'm just being honest. I probably won't watch any of this first round series that the Colorado Avalanche are in. They're probably going to sweep, probably going to win in 4 games. But when we get to the conference semifinals, once we get to the conference finals, maybe Stanley Cup finals, actually, you know, chance for that for the Colorado Avalanche, I'll be tuned in. I'll be watching those. I'll probably go to a game. The St. Louis Blues are in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the arena right down the road from my house. So I will probably at least go to one game there. And I will definitely watch at least, 4 or 5 games on TV for sure. So this is a reality. I mean, I really enjoy playoff hockey, the stakes, the drama, it's a really good playoff sport.
Yeah, this is a reality for me. And, look, the predominant reason, I got to, keep it real. If the Florida Panthers, if they weren't as good as they are, I don't know that it would be anything, honestly, for me, except for the finals, Davis. I have to be real. I don't know that I would watch a single game until the finals come, because I'm just not into hockey at all, transparently speaking. I think the thing that I have to figure out, Davis, is this is sort of a big thing, because as you know, Davis, with championships, and you're a fan of the Chiefs, it's like, I guess if the Cowboys were in the Super Bowl, maybe that would be the next equation for you. And if it was like, what would you do in that spot? Because it's like once in a lifetime opportunity. So I have my son who's not into hockey at all, not into hockey whatsoever. But I've been down this road with sports in South Florida before, Davis, and we are the biggest front runners you have ever seen. So the second that the Panthers get to the Stanley Cup final, all of his friends, I know it, they're all going to be going. He's not going to have a clue. I'm probably going to have to go to a finals game after not going to a game in years and be the biggest front runner of them all here in South Florida. So regardless, I think this is an over for me. I'm hoping it's not over on attendance in terms of games, but definitely watching the games for sure. It's going to be more than 1.5. The Panthers are the heavy favorites to win the Stanley Cup final. I just can't believe it here in South Florida. All right. Finally, yesterday, I didn't even know this was going on until I woke up this morning and saw this in our discussion, and also saw on social media everybody getting dressed up for the Met Gala. And the one picture that seems to be making the way around social media is Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, right? And Kim Kardashian getting dressed up in a Marilyn Monroe dress, or it looked like a Marilyn Monroe dress from like 50 years ago. I don't know. I don't know a ton about this, but living in South Florida, South Beach, very popular for, galas and models and all that. So I am aware as to of what this is. Fantasy reality, Davis. Somebody hands you a plane ticket. They hand you tickets. I mean, I got to make this as easy as possible for you. Got to do it. So I'm handing you the plane ticket. I'm handing you actually tickets to go to this in some event. You would want to go to the Met Gala, Fantasy Reality.
Yeah, I would go. If this was as easy for me as possible, if I had the plane ticket, if I had the hotel room, the Uber to the event, yeah, I would go. Now, like 95% of the people there, I would be like, I hate you, you suck, like whatever. Or I just have no interest or no clue who you are. But there would definitely be some people that I would be interested to meet. You know, like there'd be a lot of rappers there. I think Russell Westbrook was there. I would love to meet and chat with Russell mm-hmm. Westbrook. So there are athletes there who I would be interested in talking to. There would be musicians I would be interested in talking to. Now the Kardashians, Hillary Clinton, you know, these people, no interest, don't care. Don't want to talk to you. Don't want to know what's going on. Don't want to make small talk with you. But, like, you know, the opportunity to like pick Russell Westbrook's brain about, you know, Oklahoma City or you know, ask ASAP Rocky, like what life is like, that would be great for me. So reality, I would go for sure.
Yeah, I would too. I think it would be pretty cool actually to go to one of these things. I've been to the events in South Florida and I've been to fashion shows and they have these different weeks here where they have all kinds of crazy promotions. I haven't been in years, but I did go in the past to some of these things. And to see everybody out there and sort of people watch, I definitely think that this is a reality. So no doubt, I'll go with you here. Give me free tickets. Give me a plane ticket. Yeah, I probably would want to attend this. I guess the it's not in the same category, Davis, but the one thing that I am fighting with at this point, and I have to find out a little bit more about it. But and we talked about it off the air yesterday. But the documentary on ESPN. Called The Captain is going to be coming out in July, but it's going to be featured at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York in June. I don't know how that works because it's several episodes. I'm guessing, Davis, they're just going to air one at this film festival. I don't think that they would air like all 5 hours of it. I don't know how that works, but knowing that I was interviewed for that, is gets me like sort of like, wow, is this something that I should go to or not? Like, I don't know, like if I'm even in it or like how much I'm in it or anything like that. But to me, that's the one that of like festivals is that is on at least my radar at this point. So, I mean, I don't know if you knew that you were in it, go. I mean, would you go?
Oh,
I don't know what to do.
100%. If I was in any big movie, documentary, cartoon, whatever, Garrett, I 100%. I'm there with bells on. I'm walking the red carpet. I'm taking pictures. You know, I'm chatting it up with whoever yeah. is there, whoever will have me. I mean, it's not even close for me. I would for sure be there. This can't even be a debate, Craig. You gotta go.
But I don't even know if I am. Like, that's the whole thing. And by the way, I think if it's the first. If it's the first episode of a multi-part episode, I'm definitely not in the first. I don't think I would be in the. I mean, this is about Derek Jeter's career, so the first few episodes are all going to be about him playing with the Yankees, and I don't think that I fit in on that one. I think I'm later on for when he was CEO of the Marlins. So I don't know. I have to.
Yeah, but when again in your life will you ever have some, even if you're not in it, even if you're just, you know, vaguely associated and you're invited, when are you ever going to have an opportunity like this ever again? I don't think they're ever making
invited,
a movie about. Yeah, you got to go.
If I'm invited, I go 100%. But I don't know it. But I haven't been invited. And all I see is that there's like tickets, like you could buy tickets to see it. So I'll know in the next few weeks. Listen, I have to ask. You're right. I have to ask to say, hey, like, am I invited to this or not? And if I am, you're right. I have to go 100%. It's a once in a lifetime deal. But if I'm not invited, then just to buy tickets, I don't know. Then I could just watch it on TV. I don't know. Believe me, I'm fighting with this whole thing, trying to figure out what the right thing to do is, because you're right. It is a once in a lifetime thing. All right, we got to take a quick break here on the show. Sports Grid 60 is coming up next. Don't forget, I got Newswire with you guys. At 2 o'clock Eastern, right here on Sports Grid. Don't go away. Break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'll be back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. Until then, here's Davis with the Sports Grid 60.
So this is not really anything to do with sports, but it is very important to all of our daily lives. And I'm curious which one Craig is, but there's really two different types of people. People who are at inbox zero. No unread text messages, no unread emails, no notifications sitting there on their phone, or you're the converse, right? Any email that you don't read, you don't want, you just leave it sitting forever. You leave a text message sitting forever. You have 17 Duolingo notifications or whatever. I'm inbox zero at all times, zero notifications, DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever, zero notifications, zero unread emails at all times. And I think that is the mentally healthy way to live. I can't imagine, you know, having 18,000 unread emails. So I got to know, Craig, which one are you?
Oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. I don't know if you guys can see this. I'm going to try. If we can't, I'll pull my phone back, okay? So this is my phone.
Take it away. Take it away. I see it.
You see it?
And I don't like it. Yep.
216,000. That's one I am. I don't know. I just don't check emails. I have them there and I read some, but the rest I just don't. I don't know how to even do it. I have to do it. So yeah, that's who I am. My Sports Grid 60, not on emails. You're starting to hear the whispers. I know this is really dismaying to Davis. USFL, not going well. I don't know. Next few weeks. Could we start hearing the rumors? No more games. I'm just saying, starting to hear it already a little bit. The play isn't good. No one's going. No one's interested. Could it be another failed football? Probably. That'll do it for the show. Thanks to LTN, as always. Thanks to Danny and Ryan on the graphics. And for my producer, Brett Levy, Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Nish. I'll see you at 2 o'clock Eastern.